Kof Vov Adar, Friday the 24th of March, Rabbi Mendel Blachman, Es Shabsosai Tishmeru, Es Mikdoshai Tiro'u. Mikdoshi Tiro'u.
Are we on? Shabbos. I mean, rather, good Erev Shabbos. Okay, the topic I want to talk about today is an ongoing topic found in this week's parsha, in quite a few parshas. Whenever we discuss the being a Migdash or the Mishkan, it constantly comes together with it, keeping Shabbos. The Yaakov Moshe, the first thing we talk about is Shemir Shabbos. And then we talk about being a Mishkan or being a Migdash. Rashi already brings down the basic halacha that the pasuk is there, so to speak, to teach us that being based on Migdash, the building of the based on Migdash, is not Doich Shabbos. We don't do it on Shabbos. It's a Gemara in Yevamos, beginning of the first parak. The Ramban already points out that this pasuk here is not the source. The Ramban on the spot, I do suggest you see it. Rather, the source comes from somewhere else. We won't go into that at the moment, but this is basically the idea. Now, why is it that the Migdash is, being a Migdash is not Doichi Shabbos? There's a very interesting Ramban on this. And I'd like to teach it to you if you don't mind. It all starts with one thing. There are two psukim which specifically relate to this issue, and they both say, Shabsoisai Tishmeru Umigdashi Tiro. One is found in Vayik in Kedoshim, Vayiku Yutes Periklamet. And the other one is found at the far end of Bahar in Vayikra Chavav Pasuk Beis. The Rishonim obviously elaborate on this. What is the repetition of here? Why the same pasuk goes on and on from Kedoshim with Bahar? For goodness sakes, it's not that far away. What's in the Chazor? Why is this repeated? The Rishonim deal with this. It's interesting to know what the Yireyim has to say. So if one, if you had a Yireyim, we have, let's see, right over here. The Yireyim basically writes, Yireyim is Reb Lozer Metz, when he does the Balei HaTosfos, okay? The Yireyim usually follows the Seder of the Bahag, of the Balei HaLochus Gedolus, one of the Moinei HaMitzvos, very big Choshev Sefer. The Yireyim basically writes as follows, the Pasuk in Kedoshim is the Pasuk which is brought down in the Gemara Yevam, Stav Vav, Amid Aleph, Amid Beis at the bottom. The Gemara there says, equates the covet of Shabbos to the covet of Migdash. The Shabbosai said, Yishmairu u'migdashi tiro. The Gemara there says, just like we know that on Shabbos, Lemina Migdash atayore. Lemina Shabbos atayore, obviously not, but rather, whoever, Kachme amigdash I atayore, atayore mishach shoychem besoycha. We're not afraid of Shabbos, there's no yira of Shabbos, so to speak. So obviously, why not? So Rashi says, because there's no tzivui. And you're on Shabbos. And you get here. I know, covered Shabbos, oinik Shabbos. You're Shabbos we haven't heard about. So Rashi says, like, just like Shabbos, let me not mix Shabbos at the Yore. Because there is no tzivui of Yira on Shabbos. Kach, obviously, there's no tzivui of Yira of the Migdash per se. What is the tzivui? The tzivui is on the Yira of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, which is Shoichen in the Migdash. As we know, there's a Pasuk, Es Hashem El Kechatira, one. There are quite a few psukim which say there's a mitzvah of Yira Hashem. This is the approach of Rashi. The truth of the matter is the Yireyim takes another step. The Yireyim says there's actually a mitzvah of Yira Shabbos. He's my name, mitzvah of Yira Shabbos. There's a mitzvah, a special Yira of Shabbos. Would you believe it? Myra Shabbos, and actually the Bahag, Baal Lachis Dailis, in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, the beginning of the Sefer, points out a mitzvah of Yira Shabbos. There's a special mitzvah of Yira Shabbos. Where's the Mokker of this? The Mokker of this is a very interesting Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi writes in Demai, the Lach is a... people which are choshed ala maestras, people which are not sure, they're not very special about maestras. Many people don't know about maestras. I still remember when my in-laws, the Zecharino Levracha, came from Europe to Eretz Yisrael. They came from Paris, so I started telling my father-in-law about maestras. In the Heimat was Nishketiyah. We didn't do that back in Galicia. So what is this new type of Yiddishkeit over here? It says, Dad, it's an old story. You were detouring. You understand, it's Eretz Yisrael. I still remember the idea, what's this maestras? So there were people like that. They called Ami Ha'aretz. Ami Ha'aretz, I want you to know, just to understand the term, because it's not really used very well. The Rambam writes in Pirkei Avos, what does Am Ha'aretz mean? Am Ha'aretz means a person who is raw material. In other words, he's doing well, but he hasn't perfected either his intellectual world or his profound emotional personality. Nishgefech, I don't mind being one. You know what I mean? This says Am Ha'aretz. Am Ha'aretz means that. A person which hasn't attained perfection in either the intellectual side of his life or in the emotional side of his midos or his seichel. That's the Rama. So then you can fail. So obviously, Ami Ha'aretz, which means the common folk, is called the common folk because taking for granted that people aren't common, try to be more than common, which are going to perfect something. You'll perfect either your seichel or your midos. You'll work on self-enhancement, shall we say. Well then, the Ami Ha'aretz were chashud and maestros. Therefore, it's what we call demai. Now, Roiv Ami Ha'aretz mis Ami Asrim. Roiv Ami Ha'aretz did live from people. But you know, there's always someone who says that in Galicia we didn't do it. So, Mamela, they're chashud ala maestros, the Rabbana Asrid, things that you buy from Ami Ha'aretz, because maybe he was not mafresh shumas and maestros, and you had to be mafresh shumas and maestros. It's called demai. Demai is Neremek, do mai. This, what is it? What's the din if you buy one on Shabbos? If you eat by Ami Ha'aretz on Shabbos, what's the din? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Tmai, you can ask him. Halakech peiros v'ishenu neman ala maisrus. B'Shabbos, v'shachach la'asram, shoyolei b'Shabbos, he asks him on Shabbos. V'aychal al piv and eat. Asked. You can trust the man on Shabbos. In Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you can't. But on Shabbos, you can trust him. Amad nazach. So the Gemara, why the Rishami says in Tmai, this is in Perik Dalit, Halacha Aleph, so the Rishami, Rabibi b'sher Reb Chanina Emas Shabbos Olav. The Ema, the Yira of Shabbos is on him, and therefore v'hu Emer Emes. Then he tells you the truth. An interesting thing, and no one lies on Shabbos, would you believe it? That if you hold like the Urayim, this makes sense. So people who do lie on Shabbos, obviously, but some don't pass like the Urayim. But the Urayim, obviously, in the time of the Yerushalmi, somehow like this, Rabbi Buchanina had the same idea. That the concept of Emas Shabbos Olav, the concept of Yira, especially Yira on Shabbos, to the extent, how does this express itself, that you suddenly don't, you won't tell something which isn't true. Emes Shabbos Olav, and therefore Hu Emer Emes. It doesn't say Hu Emer Emes as far as Kashrus is concerned. Emes as far as Demai. Hu Emer Emes. He stands in front of truth because he's encountered Shabbos. So obviously, according to the Urayim, this idea of Yira of the word Yivamis when it says Loimina Shabbos Ate Yore. It's not like Rashi, that Rashi says because there's no tzivu of year on Shabbos. There is a tzivu of year on Shabbos. Where's the Mokar? Somehow he understands that means the year of Shabbos. Now the question is, how do you see it in the Pasuk? It says Tishmairu. How do you know the idea of Yira? Where's the source of Yira? So the Yireim writes, Mayra Shabbos, Kishem Shitziva Habaroilo. Lasseis Meira v'kibud la'migdash, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded and commanded the religious imperative of kavod and Meira, of honor, of reverence, and of yira, of awe, la'migdash, kach tziva lotes la'shabbos, sharei hukshu ze lozeh. For they equated one to the other. Dichsiva, as the Pasuk says, he quotes basically the Torah's koinim, quoted in the Gemara in Yevamos, el shabsoi saitish Meiru u'midashi tiro. Umayi Meira Shabbos. What is this Meira Shabbos that we're talking about? Sheyachshov Adam Belibo Lechavedes HaShabbos. One should think, contemplate, of honoring the Shabbos, v'lishmor, and to heed it. Liot Chared Al Adovar. Chared actually means, if you really want to know, today the word Chared, Charedi, means so many different things, obviously politically defined. Chared, Rashi writes down in Yeshayahu, it says, Charada means to say that it takes your total focus. That as soon as you encounter it, nothing else is in your mind. It's mafana es alev. Means you're totally focused. That's what it means. A chared is a person which is totally focused on that, whether on a threat or on Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm a chored with Dvar Hashem. That means when I hear Dvar Hashem, that's all I see. I have nothing else in my mind or in my heart at the time. I would halavai, we should once be that type of a person, but that's what we're talking about when we say I'm a chared. So the idea here is we get chared al adova. I mean to say, living a very intense religious experience of Kodesh Baruch Hu on Shabbos. V'lo min haShabbos hatayorei v'mishe hizer al haShabbos. So that's the pshat in the Gemara. Just like in Shabbos, there's an idea of Meir Shabbos. Because it says the Shabbosai say tishmeru umigdashi tiro, and we understand they equate one with the other. Just like the din of Shmiras Shabbos gives you a din of Shmiras Migdash, Yiras Migdash gives you a din of Shmiras Shabbos. Okay, this is basically what it is. And just like in Shabbos, everyone understands you're not going to bow down to the Shabbos. There's nothing to bow down to. What are you going to bow down to? Okay, you don't bow down to a day, and that's already a taisus. Taisus says, for example, in Yevamos, there's also a din of yira of a father. So he says, by father, why doesn't it also say drasha that we don't have to be yira of your father or something like that? So he says, no, ishtachvaya, no one's going to bow down to a father. No one's thinking of that. Migdash, we thought, listen, it's above a kadash, maybe we should mishtachva to the migdash. But father, no one thinks that a father is a davar kadash, a zikr, there's no havi amina, that you would be mishtachva, you would bow down to a father. New Shabbos is once again, no one thinks you're going to bow down to a day. And what are you bowing down to? L'mishit hizir ala Shabbos. Your year of Shabbos is not to the day, it's obvious it means to he who commanded that day. Well, then also Migdash. When you bow down in the Migdash, you're not bowing down to an edifice. You're not bowing down to a building. Your Yira is not that. Your Yira is that because the Shekhinah, Asherah, the Shekhinah found in that day. This is the mitzvah of Moira Shabbos. The Ramban actually says something like this. Instinct Yadav, it's Al-Pi Asoid. The Ramban writes in Kedoshim, in Perik Yutes, Pasuk Lamed Vav, on the Pasuk, Heshav Soisai Tishmeru Migdashi Tiro, Valderech HaEmes, when it talks about Migdashi Tiro, in Pashas Kedoshim, Valderech HaEmes Yitzave B'Shabbos HaGodah. We're not talking about the Migdash of place, we're talking about the great Shabbos. U'B'Shabbos Shehu Migdashoi, for Shabbos is his temple. Shabbos say Tishmeru Midashi Tiro, found in Parshas Kedoshim and Tikkuch Nafiyutipeklites, is not even talking about the Migdash like the Ramban up there. It's totally talking about the Shabbos, describing the Shabbos as a Migdash. V'tziva boy zot the Ramban. Now that he understands that that's the pshat that they have, v'tziva boy, there's a tziri on Shabbos which is a Migdash, Shmira Umayra. V'tziva Shmiras Shabbos. Just like the Shmir Samayish and Moira Shabbos, often in Ramban. So we have three big Rishonim. We have the Bahag, which is Dasa Goiner of Yudoy Goin, which writes this, the Yireyim and Ramban. There's a din of Shmir Shabbos and Yiras Shabbos. Siva by Shmir Moira, that which the Yireyim takes only from the Hekesh of Shabbos, Tishmoti, Moshe Tiro, the Hekesh that we learn Yiras Shabbos from Yiras Migdash. The Ramban takes up Derech HaEmes that the whole pasuk is talking only about Shabbos. Is the other pasuk, the pasuk in Bahar, which is talking about the Migdash. But the pasuk here is talking about Shabbos, and that's actually how the Yireyim says it. Yireyim divides the two psukim, one is focusing on Shabbos, the other is focusing on the Migdash. But this is the Ramban Mefurish. This idea of Yira, of what does it mean that Shabbos is a Migdash? Vosmeintas, Shabbos is a Migdash. It sounds very poetic, temple of time, but what does it mean? It sounds good, it sounds very poetic, very important, very nice to feel. What does it mean, a Migdash? I remember last year I discussed this a bit, I just want to take it for 1 minute and to understand what this means here. Migdash means, most of us have married people, and we've said Haret and Kodesh Yisli. And I once tied it to Gaivet of Yerushalayim, the heaven eights, as we match our goodness. Let's see this. We all say our etma kodeshishti, and they think they're being sanctified, and they're sure that they're angels with wings in the back. That's not what happens. But kodesh doesn't mean you're sanctified. But kodesh means, the halacha, that you're cut off from sexual interaction with other people. But kodesh means you're also lekula alma ke'egdash. Kiddush means you're set aside, cut away from, or set aside for. Taishas and Kiddush and Abbez and Abbez. It's either Mufreshes or Mizumemes or Miyuchedes. The Gemara says it means Mufreshes, cut away from. Pshuta Shemikra, without that, we would think it means not Mufreshes, but means Miyuchedes and Mizumemes. That's a Taishas discusses this, the Abbez and Abbez and Kiddush. Famous Pasuk in Kedashim, Kedashim to you, Rashi says, Prushim to you, Mufreshim, cut away from. I read the Kedashishli, you are hereby cut away from social interaction to a certain extent with other males due to our unique relationship. So it's the Osala, Kulama, Kahagdish, that's exactly what it means. So I timed it, they don't know what the they think it's something else. Maybe we can make a Shikul Kedushin Torah over here, be Matra Agunis. I was laughing. So he says, yeah, the problem is called the Makash, and that's Rabbanukim Kadish. they don't know what they're doing. No one knows what they're doing. They say whatever it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's what we're doing. In Shulchan Aruch, it says Mekadesh means Mufreshes Umzumenes. But at the end of the day, that's what Kiddush is. Kiddush Kaddish means something which transcends, something which cuts away, something which goes beyond. Set aside for something which is beyond. That's what a Mekadesh is. It's a place in the world which is set aside for walking away from the mundane and focusing on that which is sublime, that which is abstract, that which is true and important, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lashon of the Rambam is in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, Mitzvah, Lidveis Bayis LaHashem, Muchan LaHakriv BaHakrivanos. The mitzvah is to build a house set aside for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is unique for Avodas HaKrivanos. I remember last year I discussed what does it mean, Bayis LaHashem, and I quoted a Tosefta in the end of Zvachim, Perek Yud Gimel. Tosefta writes that there are two places of Avodas Hashem. One is called a Bama, Bama Gdola, which we found during the times of the Shoftim. Before the Bein HaMikdash, there was Bama. People had major altars all over, some Bama Shachar, Bama Tzibur, and that's where they were makiv their Kurbanos. Until, Baruch Hashem, we had the Mikdash, and once the Mikdash was around, there's no more Bamas. Bamas are also, you can't just be open up a shtiebel somewhere. You almost come to Har Moriah. So Tosefta says, what's the difference between a Bama and a Mikdash? So there's only one difference. Both have Mizbeach. To make a Mikdash, you have to have an Oren and Luchas. Without an Oren and Luchas, there's no Mikdash. You need an Oren and a Luchas. In fact, Einar, what are you going to do with Bayis Sheni? And the answer, the Rambam Taka Paskins La Halacha in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, that in Bayis Sheni, the Oren is found in the Temple Mount, b'matmonios hakalkulos, in subterranean caverns under the Temple Mount, and this was set aside to Shlomo HaMelech, already was Mekadosh that place in the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, his mind that he built it. It's often a Rambam. Rambam says it in Mefurish that it's there. Ad kidekach, the Rambam writes at that place they didn't just hide the Oren, but you put there also the Tzintzenes Hamon and the Makel Shoked of Aroi. The Tzintzenes Hamon that we know at the end of Parshas B'Shalach that the God told, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to take a Tzintzenes, a bottle of Mon, and to put it Lifnei Hashem. And the Makel, the staff of Aroi, which blossomed into beautiful flowers during the rebellion of Korach. Also, the Gemara said, the Pasuk says you put it Lifnei Hashem. The Rambam says Lifnei Hashem is Miskayim, it's fulfilled in that cavern down in the subterranean levels of the Har Habayis. It's a nice way of saying it's not just a hideout. It has a din of Lifnei Hashem. It's a makom. There's a makom Aron Megula, and there's a makom Aron Hanistar. The Aron is always b'mekaymai, but there are two Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's an important thing to think about. That in Jewish life, that sometimes there's Gilui Shechina Begula, it's there, and sometimes it's there, but it's deep inside. And that's the mice of what happened by Bayis Sheni. So Bayis Sheni, it was a Mikdash because there was an Oren. Rabbi Paskins is La Halacha, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and Sam Seifer, they all ask, why would the Rambam even Paskin this? It's history. Ad Kedei Kachetz HaMachlokes in Gemara, what happened to the Oren? Did it go to Bavel? Was it hidden here? And they all ask, why would the Rambam decide it was written here, by Gemina. And they give different terutzim, but the emesis is poshit with the Tosefta. The Tana Tosefta says before, that without an Oren there, it wouldn't have been a Beis HaMikdash. It would have been a Bama. I don't know how to say it. A Bama is also. Because once there's a makom hamigdash to the bechira of David HaMelech and Shlomo, Bama would have been asked, so how could you have had Kerbanis and Bayis Sheni? And the answer is there was a mikdash. Obviously, those Tanoim which argue, say, Oren Hugla B'Bavel, disagree with the Stesefta. But the Rambam, we understand now why he paskins that la'aloch. What we have here is two factors. But the one which is important is to note that according to Rambam, Kerbanis need an Oren. And the focal point of the Oren is one thing only. This is a machlekes Rambam and Ramban. Rambam's shita is that the Oren brought down in Meri Nevuchim, is there a place where you meditate on the basic foundations of your relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, what we will call your covenantal relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Luchos ha'edus are edus of the bris. That's a pasuk in this parsha and next parsha. Actually, you have it together. This is the idea of luchos ha'edus, edus of the bris, of that covenantal relationship. It's in context of contemplating that covenantal relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then you're makiv your kabbanis. So the Aron is needed to make it a bayis la'Hashem. In a bayis la'Hashem, then you go and you do your avodas Hashem. I'll show you in a few minutes the mention of kamis la'alocha in this idea. But going back to here, this is what the Mikdash is. Mikdash is a place to stop the world and get off and think of your covenantal relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Mikdash, cut away from, transcend the mundane, and go up towards the subtle and sublime. Ultimately, Shabbos seems to be the same thing. If the Ramban calls Shabbos Mikdash Hazman, there is a place which is unique for this, and there's a time which is unique for this. Unique time for man to say, walk away, v'sheshes yom tavoy, v'sizu kom lechecha. But on Shabbos, it's Shabbos Lashem lekecha. It means exactly that. Just like there's a bias Lashem, there's a zman Lashem. Same thing. And this is what the Reim and Ramban are telling you. There's a bayis Hashem and there's a zman la'Hashem. There's a time which is supposed to be set aside for that reality. And in context of that reality, it's a time for thinking. A time for looking at meaning and purpose, not as to, I would say, food, clothing, and shelter of the whole week, rather why, what for, where does it lead to, which is what Shabbos is. The uniqueness of Shabbos in Halacha, for example, is a din called Meleches Machsheves. Let me explain an example of what that means. When we define malacha, what do we think of? Well, normally we think of malacha, we think of something which is tedious, you know, toil, working. Going on vacation, taking your family on holiday, which as a father, that's a lot of malacha, let me tell you. You know, setting up the barbecue and all that, sasak malacha, that's somehow, in our Western world, not called malacha. That's called enjoyment. At least the women and children think so. So obviously, this is not called malacha. We don't define malacha that way in halacha. We define malacha by creativity, by things you create which have a certain purpose. Malacha is defined in action which its purpose is to create and change. If you look at all the malachas of Mishkan, that's what it's called. It's called Meleches Machsheves, an action which its purpose is changing and creating. The Rishonim discuss that Haitzah is called a malacha gerua. It's a shvacha malacha. Why? So the Rishonim say, because you're not really changing anything. The whole Shilei, Ritva, and Erevin, that there's no din of Meister Shabbos with Tiltel. Normally, if someone cooks for you on Shabbos, you can't use it. But Tiltel, there's a ritva in Erevin, in the beginning of Erevin, which says the name of Rabbeinu Shneur, that there's no din of Meister Shabbos. Because nothing was changed, nothing was created, it was just changed place. It's called the Malacha Grua. It's Malacha, but it's Grua. Shvacha Malacha. Malacha means creativity, it means change. It means something which is change-oriented. And therefore, Malacha of Shabbos is defined not by what you do, what your intent and purpose was. Those who know the sugyas of Davishen and Miskaven, etc., will understand this in a profounder way. I'll give an example, the halacha. The Gemara in Perek HaMatzniah gives different shiurim, different measurements, what is usher in Tilchus on Shabbos? I talk about Tilchus on Shabbos in this city, I was always getting a little nervous. Okay, but whatever it be, what is usher without an Erev on Shabbos? How much? So in, let's say in Eichlin, when it comes to food, there's a small share, very small share, it's like a pea, a very small share. Okay? Kalim is a kli. That's okay. What the din if you took pachas mi oichlin, pachas mi kashir of oichlin, you took a mad of oichlin, which is pachas mi kashir, which is l'chayr mutter de reis, only also de rabbanah. A shayl of chatzi shir by tent by tiltel, this is another question, but basically it's also de reis, also mutter de reis and also de rabbanah. And you put it into this big pot. Now that pot, l'chayr, is something that you're carrying on Shabbos. The din is your potter. Because the pot is nothing more than a means towards the end of carrying eichel, which is meaningless. We don't look at the carrying of the pot as an end of its own, because that would be a yisur of tiltel on Shabbos. Since the whole purpose of the pot is before that little piece of eichel which is in there, and that's meaningless, so the whole tiltel is meaningless. It's called malacha, which is not maleches machsheves. Nicht der ausgetrachte malacha, it's not for a constructive purpose, and therefore it's not yisur on Shabbos. Here you have a reality that Shabbos demands, or actually thinks about the world, not through actions, but rather through intent, purpose, direction, meaning. Ultimate halacha, the way we think of things on Shabbos. The issa malacha, as I repeat again, is an issa of creativity, not just creativity, but orientation towards it. Intent. What's it for? That's your question. Not what you're doing, but what's its purpose. This is what we look at Shabbos. This is the dinim of Shabbos. This is the idea of Mikdash of Zman. The idea of Mikdash of Zman means a time which we walk away from just doing, but now we look at the whys, where, what, where does it lead to? That's the idea of the Mikdash of time of Shabbos. A major, what interesting, so this is the halacha of Yiras Shabbos. Leimina Mikdash ata Yorei zata Raman, you're not Yorei from the day itself, Elamisha Hizer Allah Shabbos with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Shoichin in Shabbos. Those who live in a source orientation stand in awe in front of the ultimate source, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an interesting Ramban in Parshas Yisroel where he discusses how the first 9 Dibros are all different variants of the first 2. Anoichi Hashem Alekecha Yilcha Him Acherim, the idea of a monotheistic, omnipotent God. Okay? And the rest are nothing more than derivatives of it. Shabbos, Aedus of the Bria of Nashgacha, perjury, oath. Well, I'm not going to go into it now, this Pratim. But he talks about Kibbut Aveim. He says, you know what Kibbut Aveim is? It basically, we must honor our source and develop a source orientation. For only if you honor your source and develop that type of thinking, where am I from, will you ultimately honor the ultimate father of all, the source of all, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the pshat in the Gemara, also in Yevamah, Hukshu Kvaidim L'Makovet HaMakayim, that the honor of parents are equated to the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zot the Ramban, because A leads to B. If you develop a thought process, the way you see things, if not what they are, but where they come from and where they're going to, then you ultimately will come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Famous song or poem, little rhyme actually, of Ibn Ezra, where he says, where is he right over there? He says, Ha'avar ayin, Ha'atid adayin, Ve'hoveh keheref ayin. The past was. The future will be, isn't here yet. The present, flick of an eyelash. It's a pretty rough poem, if you think of it. Judaism says not that way. The Avar is very much there, and that will lead to the future, which is actually his DNA is found in the past, and your job is to bridge between the past and the future vis-a-vis the present. This is actually a Mishnah in Adios. Mishnah says in Adios that the Mishnah describes there what a father bequeaths his children. Such Rabbi Akiva, Af ha doiros shelefonov. You know, you give your children the peckle of history which led to them. Now, as I grew up in a house of Holocaust survivors, you know, all of us were scratched. Because all of us were carrying the generations before. Those who know, this is a very, it's because that we've done a lot of crazy things in life. Good things, I'm going to say the honest truth. But yes, Afa Doira Shalafanov is very much something I understand in a profound way, in a personal way. This is the idea of having a source orientation. You carry the past to the future vis-a-vis the present. This is what it really is. So we talk about Kibbutz Ava'im, the idea is developing a source orientation. This is the idea of the Migdash of Time of Shabbos, and this is the Getter of Yiras Shabbos. Just to make a little note, because I think it's already time. There's a famous minig that we all know. People stand for Kiddush. Expensive where you're from. But basically, people stand for Kiddush and Shabbos. But Shabbos morning, interestingly enough, most people sit. Shabbos that night, a lot of people stand. Expensive, you're a Litvak, this, etc. But basically, you stand. Where's the minig? The Ramah discusses this, where there's a minig of standing. Why would one stand by Kiddush? L'chari, Kiddush is supposed to be Makam Suda. It's supposed to be the beginning of the Suda. More than that, the Rishonim write, what does it mean, Kiddush? Kiddush means you're starting the Suda by Kaveya, by defining it as a Mishnah, as Kaveya Alayayim. You make it into a Chashav Suda. How do you make a Chashav Suda? By transforming it from just a meal to a meal with wine. That's the whole idea of Kiddush in the morning. Kiddush in the morning is making it a chashuv suda, making it not from a suda into a mishnah. Mishnah means a suda shenikfa al hayayin. Okay? So that's because we should sit. It's part of the meal. And you should know the pasuk can go back and forth with this minig that the Ramah brings of standing there for Kiddush. There's a famous sefer of me and a mitzvah, Reb Sadia Gaon, with an unbelievable addition, Reb Yeruchim Perel. Reb Yeruchim Perel was a Polish Yid, a goyin oilam. Three big volumes. The whole poem of Sadi Goin takes one page, and the three poly volumes of notes. You understand already what you have. Most people don't even know that there's a shir of Sadi Goin there. They see the notes, and he says it suggests an unbelievable idea, which very took me. He says, "What is could possibly be the mucker of standing for Kiddush?" So he says, "You never push it. Kiddush is there to sanctify the day." Kiddush is not just making a bracha. Kiddush actually creates a certain aspect of kedusha on the day. It's a ravid. The ravid says to the Rambam, "How can you, Rambam, call kiddush in the morning kiddush? Not kiddush. You're a mekadosh. You're already at night." Said the Rambam, "Ravid understands that kiddush doesn't just mean saying something. It means you're actually creating kedusha on the Shabbos." We have things like that. The Gemara in the Dharm, the end of the first parak, that apart. It's Kodesh Merechem. Afal Pikein, there's a mitzvah to add Kedushas Peh to be Magdish that poor. The mention of Keminis Da'alocha, those who learn the Dorim, if it's called Hatpasa, but of our Nader, but of our Aser, whatever it be, yes, you are making a Kiddush Chalois of Kiddush Peh on a poor. Mekudish Va'aymed, and you're adding a dimension to it. It's an unbelievable thing. It's a Gemara. End of the first parak of the Dorim. Same thing applies for Shabbos. You're supposed to add your Kiddush Peh on the Chefetz of Kedusha Shabbos. In fact, the right, well, you did it already. What are you going to do it again for? And the answer is Pashet. The Mechilta says there are two levels of Shabbos. There's night and there's day. And Kishem, you have to be Magdish, B'Kedusha's Peh, Kedusha's Laila of Shabbos. You have to be Magdish, B'Kedusha's Peh, Kedushas Yoim of Shabbos. And there, the Nekudas HaMachlekes, but this is really too late to go into. This is the idea of Kiddush. Once we understand that Kiddush is an act of giving a unique identity to Shabbos, when you encounter Shabbos, you must have Moira. The key of Moira Shabbos by Kiddush is standing. And there's your Makkah that Ruchim Perlo says. Standing by Kiddush is a key din of Moira Shabbos. Have a great Shabbos.